Well, praise the Lord. I hope that you've enjoyed the service so far, and we won't be a lot longer, but we just wanted to be here to praise the Lord for a little while, and just a joy to get to be together with your church family and get to sing the praises, rehearse the praises, and talk about how good the Lord has been. And so we hadn't necessarily planned this, but the Lord's been so good to so many of us. And maybe you just feel tonight that you'd be remiss if you didn't say something before we left tonight. And if you just feel like you really need to give a testimony, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do that. Anybody, Brother Dan, would you get the mic? We'll get back to you, Ms. Connie, just a second. And always worries a pastor when you do this. I don't know what somebody might say, but I think we can trust her.
Well, I thank the Lord for saving me, and I thank Jesus for dying on the cross for Amen. All sinners. And I thank him for bringing me to this church. I was saved indirectly through the bus ministry. We came here.
Amen.
Joe Taylor invited my sister to come, and she invited me. And at that time, I was lost, and I was under conviction. I was looking for Jesus. And the Bible says, if you seek me with your whole heart, you shall find me. And the Lord just had him to invite my sister here during that time that I was under conviction. It all worked together, and that's what God the Father, the Holy, the Son, and the Holy Spirit always work together for our salvation. And so after we got here, David and I ran a bus route for 19 years. And I can honestly say that that was the best ministry that we could have got in, because you can meet more people and visit more people and witness to more people in the bus ministry. And we just loved children, and that was all our grandchildren, all of them, because we never had our own. And so the Lord has really been good to us. And I just also have one more praise, and that is that he brought me through this cancer that I had. They got all the cancer, and I do have to have some radiation as a precaution. But God is good, and he's always been good. And I have been here since I was 26. I got saved here, and I've been here 48 years, and it's a wonderful church. And I'm thankful for Preacher Herdman, Preacher Lastly, and everybody that serves here in our church. Amen. Thank you.
Somebody else? Anybody on your one? Brother Dan's way back up. Right there, Brother Mark.
I just want to thank God for this church family. The last two or three years, what our churches went through, and all these godly people God put in front of me to help me.
Amen.
And I see our church staff and what God gave us. And Preacher Stevens, Brother Wakefield, all of them just pray God would send us the pastor, the church staff that he wanted us to have. And I thank God for each one of you.
Amen.
And Brother Wakefield, you're the one that was always here through all of it. And I just thank you and give thanks to God for you.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen and amen. Well, I want to share with you, anybody else? All right, we'll just take one or two more. Right there, Victoria, is that you?
Yes, son. Oops. I'm thankful for so many things. My family in heaven, but God's family for me here. In this church.
Amen.
And for the love he gave me when I was saved. And I think of things that we take for granted, and mostly people that understand when we have problems and pray for us. And in Psalms 55, Number 22, it says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shall bring them down in the pits of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live in out half their days, but I will trust in thee.
Amen.
Right now, we're going through COVID situations, and some of us can't take the medication for it. And I've been praying about it, and God has answered a lot of prayers about it. But if it doesn't, I can lose my job. But if because I can't take the medication for it, but God has a plan, even if I lose my job.
Yeah.
He has a plan for me, and the next step, I don't know what it is, but God does.
He sure does. Praise
and
the Lord.
The best way you can make God smile is tell him your plans, not his plans. Okay.
Brother Dan, we got time for one more. We need it to Victoria right there.
First of all, I just want to thank the Lord for my salvation, and just... try not to cry. Just how much he's grown me over this past year. Moving away from home was really hard, but I'm just thankful for everything the Lord's taught me through that, all the leadership he's put in my life, everyone here who has invested time into me, taken me aside, taught me. Thankful for those of you who have sent me letters, cards. You don't even know how much that means to a college student. It always seems like they come at the perfect time when you're struggling and you're having those hard days, and then you get that letter in the mail, and it's just so encouraging. And it's so encouraging that every time I come back, it seems like I'm meeting new people, and it's just encouraging to see how much the church is growing. I always love it when I come back, and I only know like half of y'all, but that's just a blessing. And I'm just so thankful for everything that the Lord's done and excited to see what he continues to do.
Amen. Well, in case you didn't know, Victoria, my name's John. My wife, Amy, over here. This is Daniel, Kyle. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a few things, and I hope I didn't miss somebody else. But the Bible says in Psalm 16, verse number 6, one of my favorite verses, there's many, but just one that encapsulates it well about the blessings of God, Psalm 16, and we'll end our service here in about 5 minutes. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse number 6, as you find your place there, you'll recognize it when you get there, as it says this, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. And it's quite a truth, the lines, literally the boundaries, it's encompassed. God's put the lines where he wanted them in your life. I've got folks in my family that would have loved to have had 12 kids, but they weren't able to have any, and others that wanted a certain amount. There's four of us, counting myself. I've got two brothers and a sister. My mom always wanted six, three boys, three girls, and I always told mom before she went to heaven, I said, well, when it got to me, I'm the baby of the family. I thought, you got to the best one. Why would you want to go any further? My sister reminds me that her philosophy is, yeah, mom saw how bad they were getting, and when they got to you, thought if it gets much worse, then she didn't know if she could handle it or not, so she stopped out of precaution. But we don't always get what you want, but those lines go where God wants them to, because if you look at verse number 5 before, and really here's where the meat of the blessings of thanksgiving are. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. And he's using the word pictures of this parcel of land that if you had a rich uncle that all of us want to desperately have, but we inevitably want him to die, so he leaves us his stuff. And if we had this rich uncle and he's got these vast amounts of land, and you get a little bit and I get a little bit, and we all have it divvied up. And so that's the word play or the word picture that God's putting here. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places, but as it says in verse number 5, the Lord is my portion. As if somebody would say, listen, when y'all dividing up all that stuff about dad or granddad or whoever it is, I'd love to have this. That could be my portion. I don't care about any of the rest of it. My portion, would I just be blessed if you just gave me that old bench that Papaw sat on? Or I'd be blessed if my portion would just be one old crock pot or one old, my mamaw left us old apple butter kettle that we used to use out every year or so whenever we do apple butter. You say, well, all I want my portion is to be that one thing. And it's what the scripture is saying here in verse number 5. The Lord, He's the portion of mine inheritance. And He maintaineth my lot. And then in verse number 6, if God would be my portion, if that's what I get out of it, then the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Folks, we sit up here all night and talk about all of the good things that we have. We've jokingly mentioned in the last services about indoor plumbing and about heat and central heat, central air. We could talk all night about all the blessings. It's nice to have a refrigerator for put your stuff in, right, Brother Stover? We could have refrigerators. We have all of these things. It's nice to have all kinds of stuff. And we could rehearse it till midnight. But if all those things were taken away, because if you and I put ourselves in the position of some of the best Christians in the world right now are in a country somewhere and don't have any of the luxuries that we would say we're thankful for. Only in America, only in this time that we live right now could this prosperity gospel that gets preached on many, many TV preachers, only in this season of living could that fly or that be accepted, because there's so many other eras of time and places right now in this time where if somebody preached and said, if you'd give to God, if you'd serve God, then He'll bless you with manifold blessings, they would laugh at you and say, every Christian I know has nothing. And so you and I could, all of the indoor plumbing, all of the century, all of the vehicles, all of the things that we're all grateful for, and we should be, but they could all be taken away. And if the Lord was my portion, then we would still say with the psalmist, as he did in verse number 6, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. I'm thankful tonight. God has marked out some wonderful lines for me. I'm grateful that I'm saved, as somebody mentioned first off. I'm thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful that I have a wonderful wife who has been a helpmeet now for these 28 or so years that we've been going on this path together. She was a lucky woman when I said yes to her. And I told her today, we were talking about, she asked me so many times, I finally said, yes, I'll marry you. It just got embarrassing. So, no, she said, yeah, I asked, and she said yes, and I've been excited ever since. Wonderful wife and three terrific kids. And I get to pastor this wonderful church. I serve here at this wonderful group of people, Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. And I serve because the Lord led, but because you desired it. And I get the privilege to do it. And I have a church that loves me. I think about this as I close. Two of the greatest things in life are to love and to be loved. Two of the greatest things in life are to love someone. The greatest thing in all of all of eternity, of course, is salvation. But I'm talking about in a practical way we live. One of the greatest things, I believe, is to love someone. And the other greatest thing is to be loved by someone. And when you get those two scenarios and they're done by the same people, you are in high cotton and deep clover. When you get to love the person that loves you back, because it doesn't always happen like that, but when you get to love the person who reciprocates and loves you back, you are a blessed individual, my friend. And I feel like that's what we get to have here as a church. I love our church, and our church has been so good to us. You treat us well, and you love on our family, and you financially supply for us. And I just think that the lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Would you just let me close in a thanksgiving prayer, asking God to bless each of us? If you travel, I'm going to pray for safety, and we will be praying over the next couple of days. If you don't travel, we're just going to pray that you have a wonderful gathering at wherever you're at. We're going to pray that you have an enjoyable time with family together, whoever you've got. And if you want me to, we'll pray that all the calories don't count and that you'll be thinner at the end of this. I don't care. I'll pray. I'll put in a request. I can't guarantee that one, but we're going to pray. And so as I pray, I want you to rehearse a few things. Kyle, how many are we supposed to be thankful for today? 100. Some of us are way behind. Kyle's got a head start on us, but he didn't tell us till 7:30. So it's understandable that we're behind. Father, bless us now is our prayer. Lord, I'm so grateful to be the pastor of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. It's a joy, dear Lord. I love the folks here. I love the ones I get to work with on a daily basis. I love the ones that I get to preach to. I love the ones that we get to have camaraderie with. Lord, I love my family. Oh, I'm so thankful for my wife and for the kids. Thankful for what you're doing in each one of their lives. And Lord, I'm thankful for what you're doing in the lives of the families that are at this church. Thankful for some of them that I've just gotten in on the tail end of their youth. And Lord, some of them were already at college by the time I got here, but we've gotten to get to know them. And Lord, I pray that I hope and I ask you to let them know that we love them. And Lord, I pray that you do something great in their lives. And in the ones that now have some years in their youth that they're going to come on up through, Lord, I pray that you give us many wonderful years together as they grow and get closer to you. And we'll thank you for all of that. Miss Cole, if you didn't mind playing. Joanna, if you didn't mind to play. And while they're playing, we need some catching up to do to Kyle and Anna. You don't have to do 100 before you leave, but I would challenge you over these next couple moments just to rehearse in some of the things that God has given you. Oh, take the easy, the low-hanging, the simple ones. Lord, thankful for food, clothing, shelter. Take all those. But then get a little deeper like Brother Dan did and Brother Daniel did. Talk about, Lord, how good you are. Lord, you'd be good if I had thousands and thousands of dollars in debt and had no way to pay it, you'd still be good. As Lillian said, if some things worked out about our jobs and the news we don't want to hear, we had to hear, you're still good. Would you mind having Shannon or...
Stand with me if you would. Let's sing that first verse of that great hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thy hand hath provided.
were better created, about the names of God, the earth, my word about, we're being thankful for the wheel and the direction in our life, for the earth, my also. What about how you feel your provision and the lines that we have, what that you got our life. Thank you for all these thoughts. Lord, as our church family leaves this place, Lord, protect us as we travel, those that are coming on. Lord, as we gather together, Lord, in this coming days, help these thoughts to be fresh on our minds. Great is thy faithfulness. In your name we ask these things. Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for being here tonight. God bless you. You're dismissed.